On Classic Hits 4CA, it's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter here in the Far North. Welcome to this week's edition of The King Review with Gavin King.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the very first show of The King Review for 2021. I'm so incredibly excited to be here with you every Friday for an hour of discussion, debate, taking a little bit of a deeper look at the issues that really hit home for all of us here in Cairns and the Far North. I've got a sensational lineup for the first show, a whole range of guests and topics that we'll be looking at. Be having a chat to James Dean about Savannah in the Round, the big country music festival. I've got Denny Ma from Fiducia, our program sponsor, in the studio to talk financial advice and all things planning. I've got a really interesting chat, in fact, with Ian Robertson, AO. Now, he is the national boss of Holding Redlich, a law firm that does have an office here in Cairns, but he's got some incredible insights and stories that he'll regale us with. He was a Bob Hawke's personal lawyer, in fact, so we'll have a little bit of a chat about that. But first up this morning, it really is the hot button issue that people have been talking about, look, for weeks and weeks, but also years and years, but it's really hit a flashpoint in recent weeks with some horrific deaths in Townsville and further south. Really wanted to, I guess, dig down a little bit deeper into that issue with none other than Paul Taylor, the Deputy Commissioner for Regional Queensland. Before I have a chat to Paul, I have to have a little bit of a rant, dear listener. I've been a little bit, it's been bugging me for a while now, but a couple of weeks ago we had the Premier visit Cairns to really call on the federal government, to call on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to extend JobKeeper beyond March 28. Well, that's fair enough, Premier, absolutely. It should be extended, particularly for tourism and regions like Cairns. But hang on a minute, what is the state government doing to support tourism? What money is the state government spending to support Cairns? It's all well and good to fly up and call on the feds to spend billions of dollars, but what is the state government doing? And for our local journalists, I just think we can do better because no one seemed to press the Premier on exactly what the state is doing to support our city.